Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Me the Sandman.
If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description.
And now on with the memes. Number 1, Dan Dodson bought the contents of a storage unit for $500 and found $7.5 million in it. It's not a fake story. The original owner was not aware that the unit was sold, and they offered the new owner $600,000 to return the money. They later increased that total to $1.2 million, and he accepted it. It was either that or he probably would have gotten whacked. If he hadn't flapped his lips, he could have ended up with all that money. Moving on, you know the grape situation in your country is bad when in India this monkey foiled a man's bid to grape a 6-year-old girl. This is the version of the Planet of the Apes that I can get behind, even though monkeys aren't technically apes. I guess that the West will soon also be needing a lot of monkeys thanks to all the enrichment it's experiencing. Bro here must be a missing link or something. Number 3, this mother who joined Lonely Fools cries about losing her job after a troll sent X-rated pics to her family and work. I'll bet you her family probably knew about the career choice, and this is a story secretly advertising her Lonely Fools page, to help her get even more subs from simps that feel sorry for her. Wah! She's basically saying, come see me stick things up my schwing-schwang, but don't forget to respect my privacy at the same time. Up next, we have a woman that enjoys work and she doesn't have a job, but if you pay for her bills, she will let you use her holes. Looks like it's getting desperate out there. At least she's being honest about what she wants. Then again, this might be a cop in disguise. So after 100 years of feminism, women still need men to take care of them by selling themselves to them. She's probably an STD factory as well. Number 5, Ken asks Barbie if the ship's captain is qualified. She says she's better than qualified. She's diverse. Then this New Zealand Navy ship with the lesbian captain runs aground, catches fire, and sinks. It's the first ship the New Zealand Navy has lost since the Second World War. No one is saying that her being a woman or lesbian led to the sinking, but the government is still investigating. She's definitely no Captain Janeway, that's for sure. I bet you anything they were playing the song We All Live in a Rainbow Submarine over the intercom while the ship was going down. Moving on, here's a post from Elon Musk when he was involved with Amber Turd. He had her in peak anime cosplay. She had a kid through surrogacy in Spain, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was his. I lost a bit of respect here for Musk because he knew that she was still with Depp at the time and didn't care. I also don't know if this is technically her peak because women typically peak out between the age of 20 and 25. Angels also don't shit the bed. Number 7, on a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed off would you be if you matched with this woman on her dating profile and met her without seeing a full body shot? Looks to me like that scale would need to be a lot higher than 10. Then again, I wonder how high the Richter scale goes when she enters the room. The only time you'd be happy to be on a date with her is if your plane crashed in the Andes and you were the one who was hungry. Up next, this guy isn't being serviced by his wife in the bedroom, so he ordered a flashlight. And she found it and threw it out claiming that he was cheating on her with that flashlight. She rejects him and he's looking for some release. But she won't let him, so now he's ordered a new flashlight. This is pure evil. Imagine if men forbid women to use their nightstand toys. People would say that the man was controlling the woman, but in this case, there's just crickets. Remember guys, a slave that's easier to control is one that's starving. Number 9, here's the difference between James Bond in 1997 versus 2021. I remember having a blast watching Tomorrow Never Dies in theaters then. I didn't even bother watching the 2021 film even though I can download it on the high seas for free. Looks like in the new one, both the motorcycle and his nuts have been castrated. They destroy everything young men can look up to in order to make guys weak. The old James Bond is too toxic for modern audiences, it seems. Moving on, this trans man gives birth after a Grindr one-night stand while transitioning. And Ronan here says that giving birth is one of the most masculine things he's ever done. It just sounds like straight sex with extra steps. I also gave birth recently after a Taco Bell one-night stand. What's even more nightmarish is that even with that appearance, some man out there bumped uglies with him, I mean her. Number 11 is what the vehicle looks like when you buy a new car hoping that the previous owners weren't too hard on it. Let's hope that she's a Honda or a Toyota. It's too bad there isn't a Carfax service for women including their previous relationship history. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to force people to register their relationships from now on. But this car still looks like it's got some bananas stuck in its tailpipe. Up next, Nandy says that if P. Diddy is actually innocent, then this is another attempt to take down a powerful black man too powerful to control. But I think he was always guilty and they knew about it. He just pissed someone off, so they are now going after him. Or he's a distraction from something else. Most likely to throw him under the bus to distract people from the erection cycle. Number 13, Eni Alku says that men are dominating both coaching and broadcasting in women's football. It doesn't matter though because no one is even watching it. Besides, I didn't even know that women had a football league. Do they wear bikinis while they're on the field? If they aren't wearing them, then I ain't watching it and there's no point. Eni Alku also sounds like the name of one of the Anunnaki. Moving on, it's getting cold outside and somebody says it's time to get a thick chick. I plan on living in Florida one day where it never gets cold. But I'll take a thick girl anyway just because I believe in being prepared in case you have to take a trip up north. But seriously, I'll pass. Because when a woman like this has a ass bigger than the toilet, it's called a toilet ass. From my experience, thicker girls' blubber gets cold in the winter, and it doesn't actually keep you warm. You have to warm her up. Number 15, why is it that half the black women out there have herpes? I think it's all because it started with P. Diddy. Thank you, Rude, for pointing this out to me so I can scratch chocolate love off my bucket list. Regardless of the answer, it doesn't matter because they'll find a way to blame it on white people somehow. But on the bright side, the good news is that half of them don't have it. Up next is the game Red Dead Online, where players are forming racist lynch mobs to hunt women and minorities. Maybe it's all in the name of historical accuracy. A few years ago, on single-player mode, guys were feeding suffragettes to gators in that game. If you have a problem with it, then play the white male characters, even if you're a black woman. How do we know it's not just a bunch of woke feminists and libtards that are doing this intentionally to shut the game down? Number 17, Mia Khalifa and Lana Rhodes, ex-corn stars, are now giving women advice on how to live better. Meanwhile, Mia has gone back to corn and just got herself a Lonely Fools page. So this is what it comes to. These are the role models for young women these days. They're saying, look at all the stupid mistakes we made in public with our lives and don't follow in our footsteps. And then Khalifa ironically goes back to following in her own footsteps. Moving on, would you marry her after she had a train run through her? Well, it looks like this guy did and he stopped kissing her after she got home from work each day. Gee, I wonder why. So she decided that she was only going to do scenes with other ladies and he was okay with it. But it doesn't matter because her kids are going to have to deal with this picture for the rest of their lives. She ain't even for the streets. She's for the gutter. Number 19 is the Bella Ramsey of Last of Us game mod. Why do the woke hate everything that's beautiful? Because it's competition for the men's attention that play video games. She gives me a very creepy Greta Thunberg vibe. You know, the one with just a splash of fetal alcohol syndrome and a smidgen of vegan diet malnutrition. Possibly a pinch or dash of autism and Down syndrome too. She looks like John Goodman as a little girl. Once you see that, you can't unsee it. Up next, meanwhile in Canada, this is one of our screening officers. A trans woman musician. While this may be hilarious, it's still photoshopped. And here's the original, and I don't know about you, but that doesn't look like it's all that much better. Both faces terrify me. Number 21 is a woman that was married for 15 years and only after her divorce that she realized she never consented to sex. Yeah, I don't believe it either. I think it's just attention-seeking behavior and trying to make herself look like the victim. And suppose her ex-husband now decides he no longer consents either. Does that mean they both raped one another? Moving on, this one says that she has no regret sleeping with 700 men and would go out 6 nights a week looking for action. 20 years ago, this is considered sex addiction. Today, it's just what women do on a Tuesday. And it always seems to be the ones built like this that are doing it. Her dad must be so proud of her. Number 23, a nurse who crashed into a biker leaving him with an amputated leg is spare jail because of her positively good character. Instead, all she has to do is 180 hours of unpaid work in the community. Remember, guys, the wage gap is a myth, but the accountability gap is enormous. They literally made things out of thin air to give her a pass. They didn't even take or suspend her license. A man would have been jailed, his reputation destroyed, hanged and forgotten. Up next, Todd Phillips defends Joker Folie à Deux, saying that it had a political message in it to diminish problematic male influence. More like Folie à Poux. I think the first movie was supposed to be a flop, but it was an accidental hit. This is why they gave us this woke garbage in part two. He told his whole audience to piss off just to send the message that violent incels should be raped and ended in prison. Piss off, Todd. Number 25 and the last one is Jenna Ortega, a 10 for you. I don't know, because for me it looks like she's starting to hit the wall in Beetlejuice, and she's only 22. I think that Sydney Sweeney is better looking, and not just because of her huge gazungas, and she's almost 5 years older. Ortega looks trashy to me, but they both have at least another 5 to 10 years of acting careers ahead of them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so... Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.